Good morning. We continue in Chayyodim, Klal Samach Ches, and we're learning Simon Yud Aleph, which deals with the concept of Rebbe Hadas Melech. So we left off with the question, so what number is it? So I want to suggest the difference. If you look at the scenario, there's two types of Rebbe. There's a Rebbe where I am saying a bracha, and I'm being mercy to somebody else, through Shemei Karina, which is the equivalent of him doing the mitzvah through me. But then the day, my mice is being shared between the two of us. That's one type of Rebbe. There's another scenario of Rebbe is which each one is doing their own mitzvah, but they're doing it simultaneously. That's also a form of Rebbe. Both of them are valid. The scenario that the Chayyim was talking about is the case where each person is doing their own action. So that he seems to say that you need three people to do that. But when I'm saying a bracha and you're joining me in the bracha itself, so that's a much more intrinsic combination, it seems to be even two was already considered Rebbe. So how do we know that that's preferred to do that? That's a Gemara in Brachos. When Brachos talks about a case where they were making the bracha of Birchos Haner, not in the context of Adullah, just the Birchos Haner by itself, it says that we have a Machlokes Bisham Beisila. What should you do? Beisila says that one person should say for everybody because Rebbe Am Hadras Melech, and Bisham says no because Bittul Beis Medrash. Since people were learning, and then they were lighting the nair, making a bracha on the nair table to learn, if everybody would have to wait till one person, everybody gets quiet, and one person that would say the bracha, they mitz everybody in the bracha of the nair, in the base of Medrash. So what would happen is, everybody's waiting, and being allowed to Torah meanwhile. It means the Beis Shammai agrees intrinsically that having one person say the bracha for multiple people is called Revam. He just argues it's not worth it against the Bittul Torah, which is involved in that scenario of the base of Medrash. So, the idea of having multiple people be yirtzeh with the same bracha is a form of revam, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. In Simen Ches, one person saying a bracha to mercy, the other person with talis, saying the bracha of hamotzi lechem in aretz. That's in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, and in Simen Resh Gimel talks about berachas and henna in general. When I'm able to mercy you, it's better we should do it together. Based on this, we mentioned earlier. Friday night Kiddush, it's better that one person should say Kiddush and be mitzvah to everybody because of Rebbe Hadras Melech. However, there's another type of Rebbe, which is that one, we're doing mitzvahs together, even though each one is doing their own action. And that's also a form of Rebbe. And that, the more is Masha, that requires three people. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Chavav, by Hechaz Birchus Levona, Kiddush Levona, discusses the mile of doing Kiddush Levana with Rav Am, and what do we do in regards to, I have an option of doing it by Rav Am now during the week, and if I wait till Moshe Shabbos, I'll do it by Yochid. So he says in that situation, a person should do it by Rav Am during the week and not wait till Moshe Shabbos. Even though we've discussed this before, it's appropriate to wait till Moshe Shabbos to say Kiddush Levana because we say it, we're Kiddush Levana is a form of being mekabel panei shechina, greeting Hashem, and it's appropriate to wear nice clothing and be mevusim as opposed to your weekday situation. But Rav Am will be other than that. What about a scenario if I have a few people now and later I'm going to have Rav Am? I should wait till later to have Rav Am. So he brings the Neshel of Rama, the definition of Ravam is 10 people. So if I have a few people now and I can wait till later on to get 10 people, I should wait till later on to get 10 people because of Ravam. Then he brings from the Chayyadim, according to the Chayyadim, says that 3 is already considered Ravam. If I have 3 people and I fulfill Ravam through 3 people, there's no need to wait later on to get to join a minion of 10 people. Now it sounds like 3 and 10 are equal in this regard. So this is a new point. We're not going back on what we said, the issue between the 2 versus 3. Now we're discussing 3 versus more than 3, 3 versus 10. Is there a mila of a larger group in general? Do we say once you've reached the threshold of what's called revam, so more revam doesn't add to the cheshbon or not? So we're going to leave this issue hanging. Because we're going to bring a raya that it seems to make a difference, but we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah says in regards to Kiddush Rabbanah, where he seems to say that it does not make a difference. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sadi, in Sikkot and Chav Ches, the person should daven together with the Seber as opposed to by himself. That's appropriate. Then he points out, what about a situation where you have two shuls, one which is a larger, bigger group, and one is a smaller group? Obviously, both shuls have at least a minyan. You should go to the shul which has a larger group, because Berei Bam Hadras Melech, and the Chayonim finds that source in the Pasuk. Pasuk contrasts five people doing it to 100 people doing it. So we say, well, five is more than three, but it's not the same thing as 100. So the larger group you have, there's a count of the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, if the larger shul, because there's so many people there, will be distracting, people are talking and be mavubal there, as opposed to my nice quiet minyan that I have over here, where people are, so it's a smaller group of people are more sensitive about the issue of talking during davening, etc. So over there, obviously, I'm not going to give up my mile of to daven properly, because I want to add the mile of Ravam. So we're hanging with the question: is 3 to 10 considered adding to the Ravam? And we seem to have a steer in Mishnah Berurah, which we'll clarify as Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.